It's your Border Morning Show, and I want to talk about something. I know we try our best to keep it as local and informative for our area as we can each and every day, but sometimes something crops up that's a little bit bigger, and in this case, it concerns an individual that has been so ingrained in North American pop culture in so many drastic ways. I wanted to chat about it. I'm going to unpack it. It's going to be a longer break because in some cases, you may not know, you may not remember. It really is a fascinating story, to say the very least. As I'm sure most of you have heard by now, O.J. Simpson has passed away. He was 76. He'd apparently been battling cancer. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's interesting how the media covers the death of someone who was so prominently in the public eye, like O.J. was specifically. He was a man who was famous on a superstar level. He's widely regarded as one of the best running backs to ever play the game of football. He was a Heisman Trophy winner as the best player in college football. He was an NFL MVP winner. After he retired from the NFL, he had a very successful career as a product pitch man, most notably for Hertz Rental Car Company. He had a successful career as an actor in Hollywood. His credits include the film The Towering Inferno, the groundbreaking miniseries Roots, even the Naked Gun spoof comedy movie series. At one point, OJ was apparently being considered to star opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator, which was released in 1984. Here's something incredible about that story, all things considered. Arnold was originally being thought of for the role of a human male hero who plays opposite Linda Hamilton, not the killer robot machine role. Yes, Arnold eventually was cast in that role, and the rest is history. But one of the original pitches from the film studio was to cast OJ as the Terminator. Now remember, this is 1984, when OJ was the good-looking and charming and smiling and charismatic pitchman and former football star and TV analyst for the sport as well. So Terminator director James Cameron nixed the idea because he said, and apparently this is a real quote, he did not feel that OJ at the time would be believable as a killer. Now, that public perception eventually changed in a huge way, of course. I'm almost 40. I don't have any recollection of the OJ Simpson that I just described to you. The first thing I think of when he comes to mind is the man at the center of the trial of the century, the man who many people believe got off scot-free for the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her male friend, Ron Goldman. Now, I understand that OJ's fame and the gruesome details of the murder played into what made the story and the trial so intriguing, but this ended up overshadowing everything else when it came to OJ's public image. Forget the football, forget the endorsement deals, forget the acting roles. This is what he's known for. 95 million people watched the live chase on TV with him driving the white Bronco. The trial was on TV every day. The lawyers on both sides became famous. The judge became famous. Witnesses became famous. They turned into household names themselves. Johnny Cochran, Marsha Clark, Robert Shapiro, Lance Ito, Kato Kaelin, and of course, OJ's lawyer and personal friend, Robert Kardashian. Yes, father of Kim, Courtney, and Khloe. Although there were some rumors at one point that Khloe was actually OJ's biological daughter and that he and Robert's wife, Kris Jenner, who was also best friends with Nicole, by the way, had once had an affair that led to Khloe's birth. But there is no proof of that, by the way. It just further talks about this pop culture impact. The OJ trial lasted almost a whole year. Everybody was watching it and talking about it. By late 1995, 150 million people watched the not guilty verdict be handed down live by the jury. And as I said before, many people say he got away with murder. Now, in the years since, OJ was found liable for the deaths in a civil case, but he only ended up paying the families a small fraction of the millions that he owed them. He was involved in releasing a book called If I Did It, where everything was hypothetical. There was even going to be a TV interview surrounding the concept, but that gig got canceled. OJ eventually did go to jail for armed robbery and kidnapping and assault and weapons charges related to him trying to steal sports memorabilia that OJ said had originally been taken from him first. He did spend almost 9 years behind bars from 2008 to 2017, and a lot of people saw that as some form of justice. OJ has been keeping a low profile or had been keeping a low profile in recent years. He appears to have been battling cancer, like I said, and now he's passed away at 76. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody who led such a life like he did. He went from famous to infamous. It just really is a fascinating thing when you unpack it all.